WBRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
Hello, hello, and indeed ahoy hoy. Welcome. Episode 417 is where we're at, and I'm coming at you from Tier 3. That's right. Slough is overachieving in something finally, and what we're overachieving in is COVID transmission. But, you know.
Whoa.
I know. So you two wusses in your Tier 2, Coleman and Tim, say hello, both of you.
Hello, hi. Both of you. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check the news today. I assume all of London was Tier 2 from what I saw.
Yep, all London's Tier 2, even yeah. City London.
Bosh.
Whereas
second best.
Whereas us guys who are keeping it real are in Tier 3. So, you know, wusses.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, buddy.
No, that's right. No problem. That's quite all right. I shall, I'll be the one laughing when everyone... gets COVID. No, why would I be laughing? I don't think I should be laughing at that.
I think my Greater London residence is the leading number one place for kids going really fast on electronic scooters down the road, close to being smacked by a car every day.
Is that a little localised outbreak in middle age I hear approaching there, Colin?
A little bit, yeah. Don't worry, there's more.
Yeah, I know.
Especially after last week moaning about not getting a PS5.
You're one of us now. Talking of PS5s, I was expecting last week when, apologies, I had to science once again, but I was expecting lots of kind of
huge success
comparisons of, oh, I've got a PS5, I've got a PS5, everyone's got PS5s, but I hear that you were PS5-less.
Well, Tim got his.
Eventually.
Did you didn't get like a box of cat food or something
later
like that
later than scheduled,
instead?
But yes, not cat food, not rice. And not going rice. Missing in transit. Yeah, there was a few things. There was a box of cat food that turned up instead of a place of a PS5. There was someone that got a box of rice. A few other things that had been exchanged. I think mainly through Amazon drivers from what I could see of headlines and things. But
yeah.
Well, I mean,
there's an investigation going on.
So you've got a PS5 now, Tim?
Yes, I do, fortunately. Later than scheduled, but it arrived safely.
Because it sounds like the shenanigans... Well, no one quite knows where the shenanigans occurred, but it seems that people had stuff loaded into a box that was roughly the expected weight of a PS5, which
yes.
Makes me think shenanigans may have been going on in packing, because presumably they checked the weight of the boxes roughly what it should be, should the item...
Yeah, I don't know at what point that got exchanged, but somewhere along the way. There was a few accusations against mainly Amazon drivers or Amazon warehouse people, not entirely knowing where that's coming from, so yeah. Don't throw any shade at anyone that definitely may have not done something, but don't really know...
But if you did, shame on you.
Yeah, but I don't know how much you heard us detailing last week, Dan, but basically, Game did a really weird thing, not just to me, but a load of their other customers, where they turned round and despite whatever method we'd booked, whether it was DPD and we'd paid extra for that, or whether it was Royal Mail and paid a little bit extra for that, they just sent them out via Yodel anytime. I was not best pleased. Although, credit to Yodel, it turned up slightly ahead of schedule of when they said it would throughout the day, on the day they said it would. It just, I don't think it was given to them at the right time.
What day did it arrive?
It arrived on the Friday, so it was only a day late.
Okay.
We did get given a reason for this.
Right.
One of the listeners reached out and said that Game is now owned by the same company as Sports Direct, and they used Yodel for everything.
Oh, God.
So that will probably be why.
But then don't take my money on a DPD booking and specifying that, and then not give me any notification of any refund. Anyway, like, we went into this last week, but I'm still generally not happy with Game. Despite it only being a day late, it's like, it's more the principle of the thing without sounding too up my own ass than the actual, like, because for me, okay, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I wasn't planning on playing a major amount on the Thursday evening. I had work the next day. But I did have to change around my work schedule to work from home when I wasn't planning to, which was a bit of a pain. And I don't know. It is what it is, and I don't think Yodel are entirely to blame in this instance, despite the fact that they generally get bad press, and seemingly deservingly so at times. But yeah, in the grand scheme of things, one day wasn't, you know, the biggest thing to wait. But it's just, there's still no notification of whether any of the customers that paid extra are getting some money back or anything that's going on. And I know people have been trying to contact them. Friend of the show, Will Driver, has been on them all week, and they don't seem to have answered him. So
that is shady, though, I have to say. That
I
is,
don't reckon
that is
you'll get
cool.
anything. Unless you get some kind of game points.
Yeah, that's what you get. You'll get some space bucks, mate. Okay, here are 500 space bucks worth 3p.
I don't understand. This could have been easily solved by just going, really sorry, here's a £15 store voucher. Like, and that would have offset most of the damage and most of people being p***ed off. And instead, they tried to throw Yodel under the bus and claim that it was them. But when you're sending an email out at like 10:30 the night before, you can't claim that you've given them all the time in the world to sort it out, kind of thing. I mean, like, it's just weird. I don't know what happened. But as you said, if they've been taken over and someone else decided to change things, but you can't do that having taken people's money for one service already, especially when you're not offering a like-for-like service in exchange. No, like, I just, anyway.
But still no PS5 for Coleman.
No PS5 for Coleman.
I do have Curry's updates.
Because
the problem I was having with Curry's, which I...
Madras or Vindaloo?
Shut up.
Tim, you're better than that.
Curry's PC World update. Can't do it.
There you go.
So what happened last week? I'll run through it very quick because we did go into quite a bit of detail last week. But they were meant to do a 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. launch, and then they put the 9 a.m. launch back. They said later in the day. They didn't confirm when, but they have a customer service site that said it's going to be 11 o'clock. People took 11 o'clock and then put back to 12 and then just cancelled, not doing it. Turns out what happened is from about 2 a.m. onwards, people were able to, they took the PlayStation 5 off the listings, so you couldn't search for the console and then they emptied all your wish lists and stuff. But if you went through a console's offer link, you could find them there, add them to your wish list, and then from your wish list, you could add them to your basket, and then you could buy them. So once that happened and that got out, everyone started doing this. And they did then come out again, not publicly, on their own forums, and went, hey, we're going to cancel any orders that were made before 9 a.m., and this was picked up by newspapers and websites and TV shows and all this kind of stuff. That's what happened. Then on the days following, a lot of people went, hey, I made my order about 7 a.m. and I'm still getting my PlayStation 5. Loads of confirmations of people still getting them. It turns out what they've likely done is cancelled anyone who ordered like 3 PlayStation 5s or 4 PlayStation 5s. We are now at a period where there are more PlayStation 5s available on the secondhand market, about 35,000, than there are in-store stocks. And Curry's finally came out today, spoke to the Sun Island, I believe it was, and said, we're looking to get more stock in, and like this is what happened.
Sony has said there will be more stock before Christmas
Yes. But whether you will get said stock before Christmas, because you have to order online and stuff, that's another thing.
The one thing I would say, though, is that the people who haven't been having trouble getting hold of them are scalpers.
Mm-hmm.
Who are using quite sophisticated techniques. So there is one, sadly, UK-based group who apparently have resold over 3,500 consoles for profit. If you see, I'm sure those of you who listen to the show, I hope, would be sensible enough not to fall for that.
Yeah.
But you are encouraging scalpers is just awful. These people are just heartless. In it for the money, don't do it. And if you're one of them, I invite you no longer to listen to this show. Goodbye. Yeah.
But see, we've been podcasting long enough now that this has come round full circle from the last generation, where I remember getting angry at this and saying this was something that needed to be solved for the next generation.
Yes.
And they had inklings that they had ideas to solve it, but they just didn't seem to implement them. I don't know how much COVID played into that and made that more difficult to implement the plans they had, but it seemed to make it even more prevalent that they should have had these plans. And there should be some sort of understanding with eBay that eBay cannot sell them for a period of time after, you know, they're available. And that should be something they should have dealt with by now, no?
But the general populace are they're taking the law into their own hands on this one. There are cases of scalpers booking for pickup So you buy and you turn up to an address to pick up, and then they're getting kicked squarely in the nuts. Cases like, I don't encourage it, but it is funny to read. One I saw today, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, people setting up sock puppet eBay accounts and then building like £25,000 on all of the PlayStation 5s and all of the Xboxes just to raise the price and no one will bid on them. And then the time has to run out before they're actually kicked off and stuff and have their account suspended and then just doing it again. So I and again, I'm not encouraging it, but it is funny.
No, that one I will encourage, no? Like the sock puppet things of the, yeah, like do that. Like
I mean, the thing that is ridiculous, I'm just having a quick look on eBay now. So generally they are going for about 600 to 900 quid.
Yeah.
And there's some poor soul has paid 280 quid for a download of a PlayStation 5 photo.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has paid someone has paid 20 quid for the box.
Yeah, and screw you, CEX, who have bumped up all their trade-in PlayStation 5 prices. They are now selling them for, I believe it's £780.
Whoa.
And they will take buy the console off the punter for, I think, between £600 and £650. So if you bought it at cost, means that's instant profit, which
unless you don't want it in a box, then it's knocked 5 quid off the price.
Really?
Yeah, I hate CEX. I used to love CEX. CEX. Since I've moved to London, like it's like they went, welcome to London. There's more of our stores. Now we're going to screw you over every chance we get.
God, I mean, one blooming sold for, seriously, 1,340 quid.
Yeah, just don't do it, people. Please don't encourage this sort of behaviour.
I will throw out another one. So this isn't PlayStation related, but Xbox related. The Xbox Series X and S's, when they're about to go back into stock for the box, I believe it's the tech site. But they're starting a lottery system where you have to register your email, and I think they keep one per customer, and then they pick at random like who's getting them, so there's less chance of scalping through that way. But I like that. And I think there should be some... Like you said, Tim, since the last generation this happened, there should be some kind of... the generation before, I remember people doing this. PS3s didn't sell that well, but I remember them just being hoarded and hawked on eBay for ridiculous prices, and you couldn't find them in the shops, but you could find them everywhere else. Something needs to be done, and again, COVID might have had something in it to play here, because it went from, especially in the UK... a lot of orders made online to every order having to be made online, and we don't know what effects that's caused. But I did get an update from Currys to my email address today, and I would just like to point out they have a thing where they go, we don't have this, but you can click this link and put in your email address, and we'll let you know what's back in stock. And I've done this on 3 different occasions, and they have never let me know when they're back in stock. But today they did email me, and it said,
right.
We're emailing you as you asked to be kept in touch about the PlayStation 5 Digital Deluxe Edition.
We still don't have
Screw
any.
You, Carmen. Screw you.
We don't have any stock. but we bet you can find loads on currys.co.uk, and then it takes you to like the Xbox Ones and Switches.
Oh my God. Really?
So, cheers, Currys PC World. You're helping once again.
Wow.
Anyway, this has been the shonkiest launch of consoles ever.
It has not been an enjoyable consumer experience. Like, I didn't actually buy either of the consoles from like who I would wanted to have bought them from, or in the manner I wanted to buy them, in the case of the Xbox as well. Like, as you say, I didn't consider, like, the COVID thing does massively up the amount of people that are doing it online, and it's also obviously much easier to make sure that only one person is getting a console if you have to buy it in person, type of thing.
But on the back of that is COVID has completely messed up supply chains throughout the world. So, you know, there is that. And, you know, I think all consumer electronics have been really difficult to get hold of. I mean, getting hold of one of the new NVIDIA graphics cards was next to impossible. The new lot of AMD processors and graphics cards, next to impossible to get.
Well, there was a Switch shortage at the start of this thing.
It certainly was.
Yeah, because I still wouldn't be at all surprised if the Switch is the best-selling console of this year anyway, but still.
I still wouldn't be at all surprised if Nintendo orchestrated this entire virus so they could sell more copies of Animal Crossing, but hey.
I thought it was the Democrats.
But yeah,
in fact,
Biden had an Animal Crossing island.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So all of the pieces are coming together.
But Nintendo did release a statement this week or last week, I think, saying that they don't approve of political parties using Animal Crossing for their agenda, and they will ban you if you do stuff like that. So Biden
Let's
island
all tell
is probably
Trump
no
to do
more.
It.
Rest in peace, Biden Island.
Yeah, indeed. So before we get too political, I suppose we really ought to get onto the Bitly agenda, which I'm going to colloquially call Tim's got a PS5, he wants to tell us all about it, instead of the usual what we done played.
The last thing I was going to say on the wrap-up of the other stuff as well, they did announce that PS5 was the best-selling PlayStation launch console ever, wasn't it? Or no, I think it was the Xbox, actually, sorry, that they announced that with this week.
I think today they announced that the PlayStation's outselling the Xbox already.
Yeah.
But in the US,
but
I don't know about
honest,
the UK.
To be honest, in the context of constrained supplies, that doesn't actually mean much.
Well, the other caveat with the Xbox stuff as well is the fact that I think it's the first time they've launched in multiple regions at once.
Yeah. And the other caveat with the Xbox is, judging by Twitter and influencers on YouTube and what have you, they seem to have given most of their consoles away
rather than sell them.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, a little bit.
They've been a bit generous.
And I also have heard stuff, and I haven't had a chance to read until this properly yet, but I think Digital Foundry have found that despite the fact that on paper the horsepower of the Xbox Series X is more than that of the PS5, as things currently stand, the actual performance of the X is below that of the PS5. So Microsoft have hurriedly released a statement saying they're looking at reasons why this might be the case. But I mean, both of them, frankly, are pretty stonking powerful bits of computing kit.
And I think that's just a launch issue where they're trying to get so many console games that.
On so many
bridging the gap of the generation. Yeah. Once things are developed for those consoles, I think
these are the specifically for Series X ones.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, the ones that have been optimized for X and S have had problems as well, possibly.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I think, runs, you know, a good 5 to 10 frames per second slower, I think, off the top of my head.
But I think there's a case of you're developing a game, you're porting to several consoles. I think when they start making pure Xbox Series X games and PlayStation 5 games, that's when give it a couple of years and we'll see what happens.
Although then you can't compare them to PS5.
The more I look at Xbox Series X, I keep thinking maybe rather than me and the missus get a PlayStation 5 each, maybe I'll just get an Xbox because they seem to be easier to get.
Yeah,
I do like the look of it.
I moderately messed about while bored on a conference call last week to see if I could get a pre-order going, and I think I joined Curry's when I was 182,000th.
You fool!
That didn't work. Although I did miss the opportunity to actually get one via John Lewis. But hey, that's all good. I probably am all good, to be honest with you. So.
You got a
Tim,
PC.
Tim,
anyway.
Talk about games.
Let's talk about games. So my PS5 did arrive. Not rice, not cat food, but a PS5. Like,
delicious.
I know this
rice
has been said
food.
By everyone, but oh my God, is that thing huge?
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize just how huge it is until you get it into your room and go, okay, that's massive.
That's why this week Tim won't be talking about playing any games with his housemate because he's accidentally crushed him under the weight of a PlayStation 5 trying to back it into the video unit.
You could do some damage with that thing, seriously.
It does literally just fit on the shelf that I've got it on, and that was bigger than any of the shelves that I had. Like, my PlayStation Pro and my breakout unit next to it, PlayStation 4 Pro and the breakout unit next to it, fit on a shelf that is not as long as the one that it's on now, basically, kind of thing.
I'm sure this description of Tim's entertainment center is thrilling to every single one of our listeners.
I have a question, because I've seen your entertainment center, Tim.
Yes.
Aren't you meant to have like 4 centimeters of space above the PlayStation so it can vent out all the... Have you got enough room there?
Yeah, that's why it's on the left-hand side and not in any of the middle.
Okay, all right.
Wow,
there you go. Everyone's getting a picture.
Really, really specific home entertainment center.
Well, I just had this image of Tim jamming this thing into this tight little space, and then it going, and he's like, "It's the quietest console ever made."
I've already christened one episode Thumbit, and I don't want to have to do it again. Right?
So, but yeah, it's especially huge when it sat right next to my really quite small. Xbox S.
Ooh, yeah.
So, okay, Tim. Okay, pro tip.
Well, it's really small next
Tim,
to that as well.
Tim, pro tip. That's not... It hasn't got bigger, okay?
I'm just saying...
Describe that.
In direct comparison, when they're right there in front of you and one's really tiny and one's really huge, it makes it seem even more gigantic. But yeah, like, as you alluded to, it's quite quiet, at least so far. Like, it's fairly whisper quiet. I haven't really heard much from it, which is very good. But yeah, like... generally, I've been messing around on a few games that we've spoken about before, so I won't sort of go into too much depth on. The one I've mainly messed around with is the one that Coleman mentioned last week, so I won't talk too much about Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales. But yeah, like, that's one that I've stuck in for... Is it fidelity that it has rather than performance mode? I think is the two splits it does in that.
Tried the performance mode just to kind of look at, go, ooh, 60.
Ooh, 60. No, I haven't really messed around with that because it looks so beautiful in the fidelity mode.
Yeah, you don't want to go back.
And the lighting and just...
Give it a go. Do some web slinging. Go to a hideout and fight some bad guys, because then I reckon if you switch back, you'll be like, my reactions are so much better because I'm playing in slow motion.
I mean, it's worth giving it a go.
I mean,
it is, I think, kind of the what's so interesting about the kind of fidelity mode that you see with like ray tracing and stuff is it actually improves the immersion in ways you didn't expect. It's all the subtle things. It feels a much more believable world. Yeah. That's only what I found with any kind of ray tracing enabled titles I've played.
I've been looking at video after video of the, because I'm playing on the PS4, so it is locked at 30 and I don't get ray tracing and all that kind of stuff. So it's just one choice, and the choice is, it looks great, but it could look better. And I'm just watching video after video of 60 frames per second footage going, that look really, that looks so smooth.
I mean, I personally would take 60 frames with a bit less fidelity over 30 frames with...
But
with
I know, because this happened with God
or
of
if,
War, Tim,
or if you remember, both... or if you're a PC gamer like me, you can have both.
When God of War came out, me and Tim were both playing that in the same room on different screens, and Tim was playing on the, like, this is the PS4 Pro, look at the 4K sexiness, and I was playing it on the let's have an improved frame rate, and... I don't know if you looked at what I was playing, Tim, but when I looked at what you were playing, I was like, that looks really slow. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I tend to go, like, despite the fact I'm a console gamer, I tend to go for the graphic side of things rather than the performance side of things generally.
I get it.
Like, I like my games looking pretty. Like, I reckon Spider-Man will take me longer to play than it took you to play because I've just been... like stopping and looking at scenery, and you know, just...
I seriously thought you were about to say there, Tim. It's going to take me twice as long to play because I'm playing at 30 frames a second instead of 60.
That's quite funny.
I'm not quite that stupid.
Do you know what? I think you are likely to be done with it before me because I'm juggling it between 3 different games at the moment, and. Also, I figured out that because I said that my intention was to try and platinum this as I finish the game, like I did with the original Spider-Man. You can't do that because you have to play New Game Plus to get the platinum, and I'm saving New Game Plus for the PS5.
Good plan. And yeah, like it's nice to be back in that sort of universe. I really like Miles as a character. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you talked about last week, Coleman, like the sound recording stuff and other bits and bobs that, I think do really well and really good. I think I'm about 80% of the way through the game, though, and it doesn't feel that there's going to be that much story left, basically.
I'm doing, yeah, I'm going, again, like the previous one, I'm going through mostly side missions before I beeline it through the story. And then I just got to the point where it's like, okay, you have to actually progress in the story to unlock more side missions. But I think I'm about 4 costumes away from having all the suits.
Okay, I think I'm 2 costumes away.
Good suits. Good suits.
I think I like this game. Oh no, there's 2 that are like one that's New Game Plus, one that you get at the end of the campaign.
I have,
and
a
I think I've got like one other one, but yeah.
Is one of the suits the Borat Mankini?
No.
No.
Sadly, no.
But there are some good funny ones. Like the winter one's quite funny. It's just basically wearing a Santa hat and a scarf.
Yeah, I just got that today.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Just a Santa hat and a scarf.
Just that.
He's got the regular Miles Morales suit on, and then he's got these earmuffs and a scarf and a little red beanie on. Oh, and some leg warmers.
Yeah,
like the 80s.
Nice.
And there's some nice variations on his costumes. Do you have a favourite costume yet, Coleman?
I quite like the... Even though it is just a palette swap, basically, I think it's called the Brooklyn Represent or something. But if you go for all the... Uptown Represent, that's it. It's you get an app in the game, which I really like the idea of, and I hope that happens in the next Spider-Man game. But you can take all the side missions that will be on the app, and you can not only... Do you get missions ping up and go, oh, I'll do that one, I'll do that one, I'll do that one, and that helps you get points and stuff. But once they're all done, there will be side missions to do within the mission. So it'll be like hit 10 enemies with a venom punch or rope 5 enemies to the wall. You can go back and repeat them through the app rather than aimlessly searching through New York trying to find the same mission over and over again. But once you do all those, you get the Uptown thing. And it's basically the BLM colors, but it's gold and black. And it looks really, really cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. The mission to do with that's really cool. The end. I won't spoil the ending thing that goes with it as well, but that's awesome. I
also hear there was a nice noddle ahead to the guy who played Black Panther in the MCU films. I think
I haven't seen that myself yet.
If you so if you roll credits, then there's a tribute to Chadwick Boseman. There's also, so like the previous game where you collected backpacks, I said this time you pick up time capsules, and in one of them there's like a little Wakandan flag where he's had field trip to Wakanda, which is nice. But I think they only figured out like a few days ago that there's actually a road called like Boswick Avenue or something.
Nice.
So there's 3 different tributes to Chadwick Boseman in that game.
But
which is one to Stan Lee. Stan Lee gets a statue.
This is where we come into some of the new PS5 features and how they make open world games a different thing in the next gen. And also, I don't know if this spoils it somewhat or really helps, but there's one feature that I really like, and a feature that's the general thing that is really quite useful, in especially for open world games. But basically, if you press the PlayStation button, it comes up, and I kind of ignored it at first, but it comes up with a layer of tiles that you can scroll down and then get to your list of like tools. It takes a while to scroll through all that and get to the off button, is one of my only complaints with the UI so far, kind of thing. No, let me come back to those tile things, because that's where it gets interesting. And for games. Like, they basically have different tasks throughout the game. So for these ones, it might be a side mission, it might be the collectibles, it might be something else. And each tile will tell you how long, roughly, that activity will take. And if you navigate to the tile, you can just go with the press of a button. I think it was square in Spider-Man. I don't know if that's a general case, but press square. It takes you straight to the start of that mission, right to the quest giver. Bang, go play the mission.
I like that.
And with the fact that things are instantly loading, it actually... Yeah,
thank
works.
You, Super Sexy Drive.
Also, fast travel, actually fast these days.
I've noticed today, because now I'm trying to clear things up on side quests and stuff, so like things that were 100 meters away are now 1,500 meters away, and you're like, So you know when you do the travel to the underground, like you would on the PlayStation 4, and then you, you know, you get a nice little cutscene.
Yeah,
of Spider-Man,
there's no cutscenes
about
anymore
on the tube. Yeah, they're not on the PS5, but I really like the cutscenes in Miles Morales. Like, you know, he can turn invisible and he'll be on the subway and he'll be invisible and someone will bump into him and he's like, ugh.
See, I don't get to see them because there is no need for them on the PS5.
I know,
literally,
it
loads
really
instantly and you're just running straight up the stairs. Like,
I mean, I have to say, one of the biggest improvements you can make to a console or a PC is just whack a good fast SSD in it. It will change your gaming experience. It's incredible. And I'm so happy that consoles have finally got that, because it's incredible.
But Dan, but think of all the unemployed tooltip writers that are going to have nowhere to stick their tooltips anymore. Like, how are you going to know how to jump in a game? Like 20 hours into the game, tell me about one of the buttons in the game, please. Kind of, how are
you
going to know?
They said there was, I can't remember which game it was now. Wasn't there a game they said they artificially put in loading screens? I think it might have been Call of Duty. They've artificially put in loading screens for that very reason.
Ghost of Tsushima slowed them down a bit so that you had a chance to read some of them, apparently.
That might have been the one. I'd be interested to see the PlayStation 5 version of Watch Dogs Legion. I don't know if that's available yet, but because the loading screens
on
in between
sale
fast
Black
travel,
Friday, just while we're noticing
yeah,
things,
but absolutely yep. atrocious. The loading screens on that game and fast travel, and if you die and switch to a different character and all that kind of stuff. I'm hoping that's improved for PS5 because, God, that's so annoying.
I must admit, I have Legion installed on a normal spinning hard drive on my PC at the moment. I can move it to an SSD common if you like and let you know next week.
Sure, yeah.
What
I mean, I could just look at a Digital Foundry thing, I guess, find out.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Spider-Man's
mine's
been
more digitally floundering, but, you know, it's fine.
Spider-Man's been a game that I've been playing to kind of graphically see what the PS5 can do, but also some of those features, like, as I said, those tile things, not just being able to jump to the mission, but knowing how long one of those missions is going to take you, and like, oh, I've got 20 minutes to spare. Oh, that mission is 15 to 20 minutes. Oh, I can actually do that now. Like, that's really quite handy.
I have a question. Is that coded in at the level of the developer? So does it need the developer in order?
So yes, because
so
it's
rather than doing like with trophy rarity or achievement rarity, rather than kind of crowdsourcing the average time the average player takes to complete that activity.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if this was information that they'd been able to garner some information from the week of launch in America, and that information was just there for me now. And obviously it's not always going to be accurate. There are missions where I think it said it would be like 40 minutes and it took me 25 sort of thing. But
oh,
like,
Tim, you're so cool. I want to be like you.
I'm not
saying that.
You
don't play on novice mode anymore, do you?
No, it's just like, you know, obviously if there are ways of doing things sneakily, and if you don't do them sneakily, they can be a lot faster in that game and stuff like that. So I'm not necessarily
saying that I'm in a China shop.
But yeah, but I did also test out a couple of other games. The two other ones that I've talked about before, so I won't go into too much depth, but did play a bit more of Dirt 5 had a next-gen update, and I thought that game looked really pretty on the PS4. It looks even better on the PS5 somehow. I don't entirely know. As I said, it could be the ray tracing there that just makes it look more realistic, but yeah, that game looks phenomenal, basically. Still,
yeah.
Like,
does it up the frame rate as well to...
Yeah, it gave me the option again between fidelity and performance and setting it all up. I did have to start the game again, which after starting the game multiple times in my review, I was a bit like, but now I've actually gone through it. Also, one thing that I found interesting, particularly on this, having had issues which don't seem, I haven't overly mentioned when talking about this game to like friends and other stuff, because they don't seem to be widely reported. I don't know if it's just other people aren't talking about it, but I'm guessing that the issue I'm having with the save is possibly from having a pre-release version and there being something that's corrupting the information from that somehow. But I had my data corrupt, and it told me that the data had been corrupt, but it also told me that it was doing something to save it. I didn't entirely get time to read all of the error message as it popped up, But
oh, those pesky loading screens, eh?
Whereas I had problems on the PS4 and it lost all of the progress that I'd made in the campaign, when I went back to it this time, not only had it kept the progress throughout the campaign, it had actually processed the race that I was doing. I think my flatmate was actually racing at the time, but processed the race that he was doing and given a result for it, even though he hadn't finished the race. So I don't know if that was the PS5 doing something more intelligently than the PS4 used to do. All I know was I was having problems previously that seemed to be less of a problem on the PS5 than it was on the PS4, basically. So
I think I can fix this. If you give me your PlayStation 5, that should fix the problem.
Yeah, right. That's what you need to do.
Give me two grand, Coleman, and that'll be fine.
No, it's used. It's used. Don't pay more than $1,500.
$1,950.
Don't pay more than $1,500. Jesus.
Okay. $765.
It's come to me, Finchley.
I've really enjoyed playing that game. I know I went on about it last week and stuff as well, but it's a real graphical kind of showing off and real powerhouse, and I really have enjoyed just playing through it graphically and from the gameplay perspective.
Is this I haven't looked into this. Is this a PS4 game, or is this a you buy the PS4 game, you unlock a PS5 game by getting the PS5?
Yes, this is one they've gone the free upgrade route. It did this weird thing, and I don't know if you've heard this from other people. I've heard everyone else saying this as well, so it's not a unique thing to me by any means. But all of the games that I downloaded were like, yes, downloading. Here's the PS5 version. You wanted the PS4 version as well, too. I'm like, not really.
No.
Apparently, that's the way to pass your save data over, I've heard subsequently.
Okay.
But I don't know how that entirely works. I don't know why you have to have the PlayStation 4 version on the same console, but it does mean that any game you're downloading, you need to have twice the room for it almost, because you need to download both versions of it, which is a bit crazy at the moment. So I've also gone in and deleted the PS4 versions of some of the games because I didn't think I needed them, and I'm not sure how I then go in and download the separate PS4 version, having already downloaded the PS5 version and deleted the PS4 version. So I might have to start again on everything, but...
Do you know if you can stick in an external drive? Because I know you can... If you put in an external drive, you can store PS4 games to that drive. Can you choose it to go, hey, put the PS4 on this, put the PS5 on that, and then...
I don't know, because I think it will automatically download...
Blow up.
I think it will automatically download it to the PS5 internal drive, and then you'll have to move it across.
That sounds a right old palaver.
I'm using Tim for troubleshooting before
I get mine. So,
but I don't know if that's developer dependent, because Ghost of Tsushima passed over all my save data without me doing anything.
Right.
And is playing in the upgraded version as far
as I'm
aware.
But Ghost of Tsushima is a PS4 game that you're playing backwards compatible, PS5 game.
Yes, and I think that seems to be the difference. I think you're correct, Coleman.
Yeah.
But that's one that has Game Boost. So it loads a bit faster, it runs a bit smoother, and there's a few other...
Yeah, it's using the system for PS4, but it's using that super sexy drive and super extra memory and stuff to run faster.
Does it have ray tracing stuff as well? I'm not sure.
It won't do if it's... No, if it's essentially just a accelerated version of the PS4 code, I very much doubt it would have ray tracing.
That's one of the Game Boost ones. And again, it looks really pretty, but it's a game that looks really pretty and looks really pretty on my new TV anyway, but hey.
But now it runs
Tim,
faster.
So, Tim, before your next uninterruptible 10-minute diatribe,
yes.
I have a question, because you mentioned something about data problems, and it sounds like that is just related to that particular game. Have you had any of the issues that people have been reporting about consoles bricking or it kind of needing to rebuild its internal storage every now and again?
No, I have seen people talk about that as a problem. I haven't had any major wide system issue type things. As I said, there was that one issue with the game where it seemed to actually do something better than I had experienced on the PS4 recently. But other than that, I haven't really had any technical issues. The one thing I will say is that they've got a thing called, I can't remember what they call it. It's not in, it right, it's there basically, it's not quite their equivalent of what do Xbox call it? I forgot what Xbox call it now. The thing where you keep lots of games in standby, basically.
Suspend.
Yeah, Xbox have got a term for it. And
it's
then
called Xbox keep lots of things in standby, yeah, I think.
But yeah. Anyway, it
that is catchy.
There's a little icon
quick resume
thing you bring
quick
up.
Resume
stacker, I think they call it, or something like that. But anyway, what it basically does is it brings up the game that you've got suspended on the PS5 and like games that you've, a couple of titles that you've played recently, but it doesn't really have that instant access thing that you can do on Xbox Series S and X, basically. But I've heard a lot of people talk about this week that's having a lot of problems. I talked about having some audio issues last week, but apparently people are having even greater problems than that in having them quick resume. That's what Xbox call it, quick resume.
I said that like 5 minutes ago.
It's almost if, Tim, if you took a moment to listen.
But then, the PS5, the point I was making, the PS5 like has a little thing that just has those things, but it only keeps one game suspended.
Yeah.
And I'm not entirely sure. I think I've had a couple of times where it didn't seem to do that well. I had to quit out and open it up again to do that. But yeah, as I said, fairly minor things in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, the one thing I would say, and this goes for the Series X and the S as well, it's still really early on in this,
yes,
in this console generation, and we've got no real idea yet of what hardware problems might emerge. That will only come out the woodwork after a couple months. I mean, there has been some reports. I think it was Gamers Nexus did this, where they actually put some thermocouples to measure the temperature of the components within the, yeah, PS5 as it was running, and found that on both of their units that they had, bloody scalpers, that to both of the units that they had, one of the memory chips was running at over 95 degrees Celsius, which is
it's over 95,000.
Yeah, it's over 95. Which is hot,
yeah,
hot.
Well, that's why they've got a massive fan, Dan.
Well,
no.
But that is with it assembled. It's not it open on a bench. That is fully assembled with the fan spinning, doing what it should.
Ooh.
And that, you know, if it might just be an isolated problem on a couple of units, it might not even be a problem. But generally speaking, that as a temperature is very high for high performance electronics, and we'll have to see if there are problems with memory corruption down the road. I don't think there are any widespread reports yet, but it's something worth keeping an eye on. And if, like me and Coleman, you're the cool kids who wait 6 months to be able to get one.
I'm not waiting 6 months, mate.
might be a problem for us.
But once again, those that have bought the launch day, the early adopters, you are once again paying for your beta experience.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stadia says hi.
No. But if you're a truly smart person, you didn't actually pay any money for Stadia, is what I would say.
Paid money for YouTube. Stadia.
We spoke about this. Go on.
One thing that I was going to say just about the comparative user interface and the operating system generally, like the Xbox does feel like, this is exactly like the Xbox again, basically. It doesn't feel like there's a massive change there, and it does feel like the PS5 has a bigger difference in terms of going from one to the other. Like, the shop's better integrated than it was. I know that's not the biggest thing in the world, but it is a bit easier to use. It doesn't take ages to load up again, and easier to navigate. I find video content when you're looking for trailers and stuff really easy to get on the PS5 now, where I don't think that was the case on the PS4, and I think it's a bit worse on the Xbox than it is on the PS5 presently. Little just quality of life things like that. Also, I haven't spoken about the pad at all yet, so I will just quickly mention that
I was really interested to hear particularly about those haptic triggers. I love the haptic trigger.
I I don't think I'm as like madly well,
you can,
like.
Surely you can tie this into your next game because Astro's
yes,
Playroom is all
Astro's
about
Playroom
the
is
controller.
The one for showing a lot of those things off. I mean, they are used. I think they're used in Dirt 5 as far as I can work out. And yeah, obviously there's some like of the vibration stuff, particularly in Dirt 5, that's quite interesting and very different.
Dirty vibrations, my but favorite.
If you drive through a puddle, the controller gets wet.
Yeah, no, not really. But it does
mud
feel,
over
it
your
does
wrists.
Feel it does feel like rough and gravelly when you're going over like unbroken ground and stuff. So like it's really yeah interesting from that perspective and stuff. But Astro's Playroom does that in a it's sort of almost a more of a showcase way kind of thing where you're going over different materials and you can feel the different material through the pad, like in terms of like just walking over glass or walking over metal has a different feel, has a different sound. There's one thing I say, like a lot of the there is an improved microphone in this compared to the PS4 pad, and they do use that a lot in Astro's Playroom.
Well, it would be an improved microphone compared to the PS4 pad,
which doesn't have
the PS4
one.
Pad doesn't have a microphone.
I mean the microphone, not the microphone in terms of the one you're talking into. I mean the speaker more than the microphone.
Oh, by
microphone,
that's not a microphone. Then.
Yes,
oh,
sorry,
of course. I'm with you.
Get got them the wrong
some,
way around.
Some, Dan, but, some yeah. say that the speaker is the microphone of the ear.
It is.
Okay, I misspoke. I meant speaker. Yeah, but the speaker in that has improved, and they use that a lot in Astro's
Playroom.
I have a question.
What about the microphone? Is that any better?
Don't know. Haven't really used it yet. But yeah, no, the speaker's like it's one of those things where it's very well used and like kind of gimmickly used in Astro's Playroom, but it kind of works because it's a cartoony environment. That's the one thing is I don't know how much better it will be in a more serious use and whether it will be better used in more gimmicky type things like this. That's one slight concern. But yeah, like generally as someone that, you know, isn't the biggest fan of platformers, this is still an absolute delight. It's like a journey through a history of PlayStation. Well, there's all these different artifacts to find throughout the environments and stuff. And they're all like, different PlayStation things, so all the different PlayStation consoles, a lot of the accessories that went with them. Some of them are quite useless, just like, oh, look, the PlayStation 2 multi-tap and stuff like that.
Yay!
Oh,
I used that.
I used to love me a multi-tap.
But that's the thing, it's like going through a whole history of, oh yeah, there's loads of plastic crap that I used to own, and I've owned most of it.
Tim, in all fairness, you still own a lot of plastic
yes,
crap.
Yes, indeed.
PlayStation 1 multi-tap, Wu-Tang Taste the Pain. PlayStation 2 multi-tap, every WWE game.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Although the OG multi-tap is Super Bomberman, though, on Super Nintendo.
That was the
I
reason
I ever had that.
But hey.
That was
oh,
good
and Chef's
time.
Love Shack.
But yeah, like that game's a delight. It's a pack in. A lot of people said about it being their first platinum. I'm not sure I'll get there too quickly, but I'll probably get there eventually type of thing. I think I'm on the last area of the last level. Like if I had a bit of time today, I would have possibly completed it, but I had not done so before the podcast. But yeah, like, yeah, it's just a really nice game. It's a really good show off of a lot of the what the pad can do. Some of the mechanics that I don't entirely love, but you don't ever stick with things for too long. Like, I don't know how much to get into spoilers on those sorts of things, but I guess most people have seen a lot of that stuff. But there's different like suits that you go into, one that kind of just makes you into a ball and then you're kind of rolling around in the environment. One that puts you in a monkey suit that you can climb, and yeah, just various other things. But yeah, so it kind of breaks up exactly what you're doing. You're not just running around as Astro the whole time. But yeah, I really liked Astrobot's Rescue Mission in VR, and this is a nice continuation of like similar sorts of things without
I still
doing
need to
the
play
VR
that.
Sort of thing. It's great. You really should at some point. It's
I
a
know,
really good
but I've
VR
got it,
game. And
I've got it on a disc, and I platform. Can't be asked to find the disc.
Oh,
and I probably
well.
Should play that before I'm not using discs anymore.
Yes, yes, you really do. but yeah, yeah, the game's a delight. I've had a lot of fun with PS5. It does seem a bit more next gen, but that's obviously going to be a little bit of a harder
country.
Comparison for me when I'm not
rock and roll
when I haven't got the X to compare to the PS5, and I'm just comparing the S. But I think, yeah, that's off. That's, I think that's going to be the case no matter what, because the pad seems like a bigger generational leap. The UI seems like a bigger generational leap. And yeah, neither of them are perfect yet. There's definitely things to work out. There's some weird things missing from PlayStation 5 at the moment that I've seen people complaining about because that is so used to them being on PS4.
Are those individuals who bought the digital edition are wondering where the disc drive is?
Though? Well, there's that. There's folders. You can't do folders yet.
You can't do folders.
No. Oh. Obviously, your hard drive fills pretty quickly when you've got to download the PS5 and the PS4 versions of things as well. So my hard drive was about 80% full already, I think, basically. So, but yeah, I seem to have got a few more games on there than some people have when filling their hard drives, but I don't have any of the huge Call of Duties and stuff at the moment that would be filling half my hard drive otherwise, possibly. So
yeah, they got better with that this year. They made it so you can only install certain sections that you want.
Yeah, I still think people are having... I think I heard issues that people are having just because you have to download the PS5 and PS4 versions and stuff as well, especially if you've already started on PS4 and stuff like that. But
if you've not started on PS4, then quid's in.
Quid's in. Should be right. But yeah, like, I remained open mind. There's a reason why I wanted both consoles, and that gives me access to everything so that I can compare things for people as well. Maybe not entirely on the high top end of things with the Xbox side of things, but yeah, I still wanted to keep my toe in the water, especially for the show being the console gamer predominantly of the three of us. Yeah, it's definitely one that I wanted to do. Also, I had a quick go on Maneater. I won't mention that too much, but that's had a PS5 upgrade as well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I saw.
I'm hoping that runs a bit smoother than it did on PS4, because that was my only problem with it. I enjoyed that game quite a lot. Yeah. So.
Splendid.
I'd like to know, because the... I'm going to get some flack for saying this. The PlayStation 5 version of Marvel's Avengers.
Coleman.
But... the PlayStation 4 version, I saw that in Asda yesterday for £22.
There's probably there is a bloody good reason why that's the case.
I like that game.
It's
Shut
also,
up.
I will mention it for you on, it's for Coleman, it's on sale on Black Friday on PS4 as well, I believe, or PS4 and PS5 for like half price, I think. Yeah, also, as I mentioned before, Watch Dogs Legions is money off as well at the moment.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. I'm tempted to pick up one of those at some point, but yeah, not sure I'll venture too quickly.
I need
to
go back to Marvel, because at the moment, it's so an hour before I start work, it's Miles Morales. When I finish work, it's Red Dead Redemption 2, because I'm going to finish that sodding game.
I need to actually restart Red Dead.
So good.
I need to start it at some point. So
it's a really good game. The problem is I keep getting sidetracked and going off on different missions when I really want to just beeline through the story. But now something happened and I want to finish everything. And then when I'm going to and from the office, then I've got the Switch, and that's Rayman Rabbids, Cross Rabbids, whatever they called it. I'm finally getting through that. So. Having fun.
Well, good.
A lot of games.
Good for you,
there's
Cole,
a lot
man.
Of good games around at the moment. But the one thing I'll say is a bit of a minefield as to finding what has had an upgrade and what is getting an upgrade and what's going on with stuff for PS5 and stuff.
I find Google helps.
Yes, but in terms of like,
what is this witchcraft?
But in terms of like navigating through the store and going, well, is that a PS5 game? Is that a PS4 game? I don't know. But yeah, there's not much in the PS5 list at the moment.
I predominantly use the browser version of the PlayStation Store, and which, by the way, they've upgraded it to try and make it all look future-y Xboxy, like they've done with the app and stuff. And my God, it runs like arse now. Mm-hmm. And they've taken out all the screenshots and trailers, and like, there's no easy access to them. And I use those because I make covers and stuff for the show. there was something I wanted to buy. Oh, that was it. Resident Evil 4 Remake. They push that down to like 7 quid, something ridiculously low. And I've been after that. I'll have that. I could not get the damn thing in my basket. I could not buy the game. But when they fixed all that on the browser version, they specifically have a section that's like, this is PlayStation 5 games. This is PS4 games that are specifically engineered for PS5 with updates and stuff as well. So it's really worth looking at the collections.
I didn't get to hear all of your discussion on Legion as well. Is Legion worth 40 quid is my basic short question.
I'd say you can wait for a sale if you want.
Well, it is like on sale for 40 quid, but wait for a further sale.
You can wait for a further sale if you want. Especially like you have a big open world game. I know you're looking forward to Demon's Souls as well. So
yeah, I'll probably pick that up at some point. I'm also quite interested in Sackboy because that's just a. I know it's a platformer. I'm not the massive platformer fan, but I love Sackboy, and I didn't get into the building side of things, and I think I'll enjoy this quite a lot. So
I was tempted to pick that up a few days ago, and I just could not get it to load in the store.
Oh,
it was
really
no, yeah. It was that browser's buggered. It really is.
But yeah, might be getting a hammering at the moment as well.
Yes. I think though, Tim, it's been fun to hear the adventures in high definition 4K menus that you've had. We should probably think about wrapping up.
Just one more thing I'll mention very quickly.
Columbo.
Just one more question.
One more thing.
The TV in my lounge is not the TV that I had in my lounge last week.
All right. Oh, what happened?
your TV broke. Like,
oh dear.
Literally out of nowhere, watching the news, like about to eat dinner sort of thing.
Or did it just top itself? I had enough about telling you about coronavirus and Trump.
No,
I can't
out of nowhere,
take anymore.
I've had enough. Like a line fault. Just a fault line come up. Like literally one black line all the way across the screen. Everything we did to try and get rid of it, like factory reset, everything, nothing got rid of it. And we were like, oh, thought it was going to be a massive problem. Kudos to Argos, where we got it from. They literally
had a
replacement the next day in our house.
That's very good.
Right.
That is very good.
Can't really say much.
I want to see that on their next, after Christmas is done, I want that to be Argos' next campaign, the TV ads. Kudos to Argos.
Kudos to Argos. Hey, what do you say? What do you say, Danny Tim?
Why are you Borat now?
I don't know why everyone's Spanish all of a sudden. But.
Makes things more tropical.
Let's wrap up.
Anyway, are we going to save the news for next week? I think we should probably save the news next week.
Well, there'll be new news and this will be old news, so let's just forget it and get out of here.
Let's go then.
I've had enough.
Enough of this nonsense.
Enough of you with your high def. What is it now? It's 16K. Is that what kids watch these days?
Yeah.
God damn it. Anyway, thank you. Well and all for listening. Normal-ish service will be resumed next week, where I will still be spinning my wheels, passing time till Cyberpunk 2077.
Ooh, that's only two releases. Weeks away.
Oh, but is it though?
I've been watching some of that Night City Wire as well, although after being in a media blackout for a while, I'm getting properly excited for that game.
They put up a video this week and it's all PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Pro footage. And that I specifically watched. It looks so good. There are three different classes and we should work out which ones we're picking because I think...
Oh, what? So we can do it off mic. So we can talk about it on the show.
Yeah, because then we'll have different beginnings and different entries and stuff. But we'll leave that for next week.
Yeah.
Ah, I now need to look up what the classes are.
We'll do it after the show, then.
Oh, I will.
We've got to go.
Yeah. Let's do that. So I want to be a techie, though. So suck it.
They're all techies.
No. The classes are solo techie and netrunner.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be a netrunner. Techie.
Oh, no. Was it solo techie and
netrunner? Solo techie and netrunner.
Oh, netrunner looks more...
Wow, I really shouldn't have mentioned this.
I'm going solo. You get netrunner.
The game.
I am going to refuse to customize my dong.
Okay.
I'm just going to
have a standard dong. Standard Dong Gibbons.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever I've been blessed with, I'm just going to make you've got to make the most of what you've got, mate. It's all right.
Doctor Standard Dong. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Box Standard Dong. Right.
Discuss off mic.
Good. Anyway. if you like enough of this nonsense and you're listening for the first time, why not come say hello at www.bigredbarrel.com or come watch us occasionally over twitch.tv/bigredbarrel. We may occasionally do stuff there eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
And you should also go to twitter.com/bigredbarrel and facebook.com/bigredbarrel. Everything/bigredbarrel.net. bigredbarrel.biz.
More importantly, watch us on Big Red Barrel TV on YouTube.
You certainly should. And we also have a Discord server, which is a wonderful place where everybody comes to make really bad jokes and also play games. And you should come over there as well. And you can find a link to it on bigredbarrel.com in the top right corner.
Also, as I think we neglected to mention it last week with me and Coleman taking over duties and not wrapping up possibly properly, I think we neglected to give Kev a shout out for doing his Extra Life streaming stuff. So if anyone wants to go and sponsor him, please do so at Krellith on Twitter. Is that for his handle details on Twitch as well?
KevBRB, I believe.
Okay, Kev,
BRB. I mean, both Kev and I had a slight localised outbreak of having to adult completely separately. It's not that me and Kev had a marital issue between the two of us or anything like that. But both of us had a localised outbreak of having
confirmed
to adult.
Confirmed, no marital issues between Dan
it's
and
fine.
Kev.
It's fine. Me and Kev were okay. We still love each other
that's
very
the twins.
Much. But we're, I mean, hopefully, maybe this weekend or the weekend after, but just real life is kicking bottoms at the moment. So, but we will definitely be doing some more Extra Life streaming, and, you know, all money should go to Kev. So, I think that's about it. Oh, I need to do one shout out, actually. Somebody got offended that I didn't call him out for being a sweaty sweat lord in Destiny 2 for basically blitzing the entire thing and getting up to some ridiculous power cap of 1250 already. AJ, you know who you are. Don't do it again. It's not big and it's not clever.
What, the wrestler, AJ Styles?
What?
What, the wrestler, AJ Styles?
Yes, him.
That's amazing.
I know, right? What a
or
guy.
The presenter of
all
Dirt, who I keep
wrestling
on forgetting to mention, is Troy Baker, even despite reviewing a game twice.
I mean,
not
mentioned
it once
to be fair, 50,
in the two
50,
times
Nolan
that
North,
I've reviewed it.
It's Nolan North or Troy Baker.
I mean, yeah.
Troy
so
Baker's the bad
odd
guy in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So
one of them
anywho
is in your game.
Yes. Anyway, we are going to go now. So go to all those aforementioned internet sites. But all that's really left for us to do is to remind you that I have been Dan.
I may have been Tim.
Correct answer.
I've been Coleman.
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to take me and my standard dong elsewhere. I recommend you all do the same.
Oh,
so
I should have been a standard dong.
Gen.
Nice.
Or did that make it this gen? Can I technically
it
ever
is
play
now this
next
gen?
Gen
it's now. So technically, Coleman is retro gaming on a PS4.
Ooh.
So
yep.
Retro
yep
gaming.
Go spend
you're the retro
6 hours
corner
sorting out this show.
Yep.
Let's go.
So, thanks ever so much for listening. And until next time, dear listeners, toodle-bye.
The podcasting goodness that you just heard. Why not roll on over to BigRedBarrel.com for more podcasts, news, reviews, and videos from the biggest, reddest site on the internet, BigRedBarrel.com.